Personal initiative creates advancement. Your definite goal may someday include being your own boss. But if it doesn't, or even if that step is still some ways off, personal initiative can still pay off for you. Amy Hilliard-Jones was a marketing strategist at Gillette. She saw an opportunity in a product Gillette had dropped as unsuccessful, White Rain shampoo. White Rain was an inexpensive, no-frills shampoo. It didn't offer anything fancy, but it should have an appeal for cost-conscious consumers. She developed a campaign to relaunch White Rain, presented it to executives, and persuaded them of its value. They went for it, and White Rain became one of Gillette's top-selling shampoos. That made Hilliard-Jones an obvious candidate for revitalizing the Lustrasilk Corporation, a newly acquired Gillette subsidiary targeting the ethnic hair care market. She created a whole new product line, Moisture Max, which was phenomenally successful. Today, Hilliard-Jones is Executive Vice President of the Burrell Communications Group, which specializes in marketing services directed at African Americans for Fortune 500 companies. She got where she is because she consistently used her personal initiative to bring bigger and better things to the companies that employed her. Those companies recognized her dedication to offering service above and beyond what was expected. So did the Harvard Business School, which gave her the Max and Cohen Award for Excellence in Retailing, and Dollars and Cents Magazine, which named her one of the top 100 business and professional women. Personal initiative paid off for Amy Hilliard-Jones in recognition, advancement, and the opportunity to do exactly what she wanted. Putting personal initiative to work. The time to begin exercising your personal initiative is the moment you decide upon your major purpose. Begin creating your plan of action. Start assembling your mastermind alliance. You may find that your purpose changes as a result of things you learn in accomplishing these tasks, but the important thing is to begin work immediately. It is better to act on a plan that is still weak than to delay acting at all. Procrastination is the arch enemy of personal initiative, and if you let it become habit this early in the game, it will plague your every move. Do the best job you can putting your plan into action, and learn from your mistakes. Ignore the doomsayers who tell you that you are heading for disaster. When Andrew Carnegie went into the steel business with the goal of dropping the price of steel from $140 a ton to $20 a ton, there were plenty who scoffed. None of those people made a penny when Carnegie achieved his goal. If you need advice, seek out skilled experts and pay them for their counsel. The free advice you will get on every hand from colleagues and friends will be worth exactly what it cost you. Nothing. Never wait for some outside force to trigger your actions. Of course, you will have to respond to surprises and your competition, but you must be moving forward according to your own plan on a daily basis. Feed your burning desire with images of your successful self. Stoke its flame so high that they burn your seat, so that you won't be able to sit back in your chair and take it easy when you ought to be following up on your work of the day before. When a task is completed, examine it. Is it the best job you could have done? What might have made it better? Why don't you take that step right now? Personal initiative depends on your being alert to every opportunity and acting on that opportunity as soon as you discover it. Clearly, personal initiative is a demanding quality, and its practice requires a good deal of mental resources. When your initiative is flagging, you can turn to the principle which breathes life into and restores every one of the others, positive mental attitude.